Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Giustino. With us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, who joins us on Tuesday mornings. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, there certainly eyes are facing France and the Paris attacks and the backlash that seems to be occurring now toward what to do about the Syrian refugee crisis, and it's made its all the way to our region.
Yeah, like politicians across the country, several New York state elected officials are now weighing in on that question of whether the U.S. should continue or whether it should curtail its resettlement of Syrian refugees in the wake of Friday's terror attacks in Paris. Though most of the attackers identified so far have been French or Belgian citizens, authorities in Europe have said one of the alleged perpetrators has been identified as Ahmad Al-Mohammed, who is a Syrian national who had passed through Greece in October as part of the wave of refugees fleeing that war-torn nation. The self-identified Islamic State in Syria has claimed credit for the operation. U.S. Congressman Chris Gibson of Kinderhook has cited Al-Mohammed's trail as evidence that the U.S. should immediately suspend its Syrian displaced person support program until we know more about what happened in Paris and until we can assure safety and security of our people. He says the number one function of government is to protect people. In the 4 years since the Syrian conflict, fewer than 2,000 Syrian refugees are estimated to have made it to the United States. Before the most recent attacks, the Obama administration had planned to have at least 10,000 more Syrian refugees over the next year, bringing to 85,000 the number of refugees we bring in from around the world annually. New York, Florida, California are among the states that get the most. But governors around the country, mostly in Republican states, are issuing statements saying that they don't want their local and state refugee support agencies to participate. They can't really block the federal resettlement. But Governor Cuomo in his office refused to answer questions about the topic. But in the past, he said, we're not afraid of immigrants because immigrants are the children of immigrants are the people that contribute to the state. Governor Shumlin in neighboring Vermont, a Democrat, said that the states that won't allow Syrian refugees are stomping on the qualities that make American great. So the debate continues.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more, you can go to timesunion.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, as always, we thank you.
Thank you, David.